And time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Been waiting all week for this. Brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and Trailer Sales Alabama of Theodore. See all their quality-built utility trailers on Facebook and Twitter. Trailer Sales Alabama of Theodore, brand new sponsor here for the Fishing Report. Welcome aboard, and say hello to this man, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
That's the way. I mean, you talk about a fishing report, and you say "Welcome aboard." Really, that was a pretty good segue.
You
I
picked
like
up
that.
On
radio
after 28. Yeah, after 28 years, I picked up on one or two things here in the business. All right, you and I didn't get to talk last week because I was in Washington. I am chomping at the bit to talk fishing, Bobby. Let's talk. Even though we got snapper fishing going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I want to get into that. Let's talk some inshore first. How's the trout fishing been?
Oh, it's been pretty good. The trout fishing's been pretty good. The red fishing continues to be really good. We got it done on redfish yesterday, believe it or not, up in the Delta, and had a lot of fun up there, man, just catching a variety of species. And I was telling the groups I had from out of town, we had a mixed bag of redfish, speckled trout, and, yes, bass. I know.
I love it.
We caught 14 bass yesterday on a three-hour trip, so how about that, man?
I know it's kind of weird to you, but, you know, when you go with me, I love catching those green trout, too, especially
green
on...
Green trout, that's right.
When they're north of the Causeway, when they're in the Delta, they're not bass, they're green trout. Bobby, what you talked about the redfish and being good. Explain to people how good this is.
Well, you know, years ago, we used to catch redfish as a bycatch in Mobile Bay system. Now it's a species that we actually go out and target, which is what we did yesterday, and we're successful. I ran two trips yesterday and caught redfish at the lower end of the bay on my first trip and redfish at the upper end of the bay on the second trip. So that'll tell you how good it is. We get a little bit cooler weather. The big schools of bull reds that end up at the mouth of the bay are going to end up out there, you know, on the bars at the mouth of the bay. They're offshore spawning right now, but when those make it in, that redfish just gets world class, you know. So that's another thing that we've got to look forward to. In addition to the slot size fish that are all throughout the lower end of the bay and down in the sound, and then, like I mentioned, along the grass edges and the cane edges up in the bay. And again, what's fun about it is we're actually going out and targeting those fish now. We had a catch and release trip yesterday, so we were able to go out and catch and catch and release those fish and do that yesterday. So that's just how good it's got here
So, I mean, it's worth going and loading up can you get shrimp on the Causeway, or did you bring them from somewhere else?
No, they had plenty of them. Yeah, we stopped. I stopped in the morning at Deer River and got them there, and then on the way back, we ran out of the Delta in the afternoon and stopped at Shirley's up there, and, man, they just had tons of beautiful shrimp in there if you want to use bait. We ended up using a combination of both on both trips. You know, so if you're an artificial bait fisherman like that, you know, I prefer to do that if I can. You can get by doing that. Boodoos and gulps on the redfish at the lower end of the bay and up there, but fishing both under a popping cork, you know, get over that shell or little creek mouse along the grass edges and that sort of thing and work that, and that's where you're going to catch them.
All right, real quickly, let's take it offshore, as this is something we haven't talked about in a long time. Snapper fishing in October, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Woo, looking forward to it. I'm hoping to get out there at least one of the days. Looking weather-wise, like if you're going to go, tomorrow's going to be the best day. Saturday's okay. Sunday's going to be a little tougher. So, you know, if you get a chance to do it, I would say probably try and get it done in the next couple of days. I imagine there's probably a couple snapper out there. You might have to work for them for 10 minutes or so, but, you should be able to catch a couple snapper out there if you can get out there.
Maybe we'll do this on put it on your Facebook page. I'll put it on the Outdoors Facebook page and on Twitter. The last time you and I went snapper fishing this year, it takes 10 minutes with Mike Ward.
Oh, my. And, yeah, that was, and that was when you had a real rookie snapper fisherman in me in there, missing them about every other fish. If you had somebody that could actually put them in the boat, it wouldn't even take him that long.
Don't let Bobby sandbag you. He does great offshore. All right, remind folks, they want to get a trip booked with you coming up. Man, this is fish catching time. How do
fish
they do it?
Fish catching time right now, man, and it's only going to get better as it cools off.
How do they book a trip?
ateamfishing.com is the website. You can just go to that and fill out the little contact us form, or do it the way that I still do it and pick up the phone and give us a call. It's got our phone number on there. You can do it that way, too.
All right, Captain Bobby, we will talk next week, and I'll talk to you before that. But we'll talk on the radio next week.
Okay, old buddy. You have a great weekend.
As always, Captain Bobby Abrascato with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Brought to you by Trailer Sales Alabama of Theodore. See their quality-built utility trailers on Facebook and on Twitter. And our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, get the gear you need to go to the woods or the water. They're on Spring Hill, just west of 65.